Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And then there was a scandal.
Vintage scandal.
It was quite the scandal.
I'm shocked. Okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot to play that one.
I know, Danny. I'm like, where's the rest
Bobby?
Of it?
No, I'm sorry. Oh, you know why that we're having a little trouble with our computer in here. Holly knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to warn everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. About Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. About Friday?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because Friday's the day.
Switch over day.
Yeah.
Well, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they'll find out.
It's Friday. I would like to call in sick. Okay, no. So does the name Dolores Hart mean anything to you?
Dolores Hart.
She was a once-in-demand Hollywood actress. Dolores Hart shocked the entertainment industry when she gave up everything and became a cloistered Benedictine Roman Catholic nun. She left her career, broke off her engagement to Los Angeles businessman, and pursued her vocation as a nun. So here's the deal about her. She actually starred with Elvis Presley.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So here is what happened. Dolores was born in Chicago. Her parents got divorced very early on. Her dad had a little acting in him, moved her to Hollywood. And she was raised by an aunt, and they had a famous singer aunt. And she always had a Catholic upbringing, a Catholic home. Would work at the movie theaters, watch film, loved film.
Yeah.
And she, by the time she was 10, she converted to being a Catholic. She lived again in Beverly Hills with her mother, who was a restaurant greeter who married the owner of the restaurant. After high school, she studied at college. Using the stage name, though, of Dolores Hart, in 1956, she was signed to play a supporting actress role as the love interest to Elvis Presley in the 1957 movie Loving You.
Mm.
What happened to her is she literally got a call that she had to show up at Paramount. She was in the middle of a class. She received a call from Paramount Studios. It was the associate producer of the movie, and he wanted me to come in to Paramount for a meeting. The teacher didn't want me to take the call because she thought it was a sham, but she took the call. They wanted to meet me in the afternoon, maybe in a half hour, an hour, Paramount said. Indeed, I wanted to meet them, too. My friend, Don Barbu, came and picked me up in a 1938 hearse.
Oh, Don.
I had on my leather sweater and socks and went to see Mr. Hal Wallace. He asked me, what do you want to do with your life, Dolores? Ooh. I responded quickly and said, I want to be an actress. And then he says, we're doing a picture with Mr. Presley. We want you to start next week. She didn't even know who Elvis Presley was. Mm-hmm. But the next week were the final tests at school. And she says, does it have to be next week? And he's like, yes, it does. And Mother Gabriel, the dean of all the girls at this college that she went to, came and saw her and said, the kids in the drama school want an opportunity like what you're going for, and said, go for it.
Wow.
And so she took her advice, did the screen test with Elvis, got the part. The cameraman asked her, Miss Hart, who taught you the technique on film? Where did you go to school? And she goes, I never went to school. To which we replied, you certainly know what to do.
Ooh, hello.
Finally, the call came that I'd start playing, that she would start playing, filming with Mr. Presley. I met Wally Westmore from makeup, and Edith had to design my wardrobe for the movie Loving You. Donnie, do you have the song?
I do. Here we go.
I will spend my whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too.
Loving you. 1957. Mm-hmm. It's a black and white movie, it looked like, Donnie.
So, no, it's in color.
Is it in color?
Yeah, it's in color.
Was this after Jailhouse Rock but before Love Me Tender?
Sure.
Okay.
No, it's after Love Me Tender.
Mm-hmm. So Elvis had been in a few movies
yes,
by then.
Yes, and then I know you play the clarinet. Did you play the clarinet for Elvis? She was asked.
Did you play the clarinet?
Yes.
Okay.
2 years later, she did another picture with Elvis Presley. Jean Shepherd played Elvis' sister in the film. It was her birthday. We had a party for Jean at my house. And Elvis Presley and his friends and everyone came to the house. Elvis came to the birthday party. I played the clarinet, and Elvis sat down and played the piano.
Oh.
We played a few tunes for Jan's birthday. He was quite a gentleman of quality and simplicity, humor, and shyness about him. It was very much his persona at the time. Then she went on to make King Creole with him.
Oh,
he had so many people after him by this point. This is 1958. This is only a year later.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't walk through the streets in New Orleans. It was like a circus. You would not believe the crowds. Policemen were everywhere. We had to go to hotel rooms to wait in between scenes. When we finally got to the site, we were ushered over to the elevator to rooms to get away from the people. We crossed over to another hotel. We'd go through an elevator, go through a room, just figure out ways. They'd bring us sandwiches. Elvis would open the Gideon Bible, as that was the version placed in the hotel rooms. Whatever passage he'd open it to, we'd talk about it. He would ask me, what do you think of this passage? And then she was in New York, and she met some... She filmed like 10 movies in 5 years. She was... What was her last movie, Donnie?
I know she was in Where the Boys Are.
She was in Where the Boys Are. She was filming Come Fly With Me, and she became close friends with Carl Malden. Remember him?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure. Streets of San Francisco. Who starred in the picture? Malden wrote in his autobiography, When Do I Start?, that he and his wife, Mona, wanted to go out, and Dolores spent her time on the set babysitting his kids. She adored the Malden's children and quickly became like a member of the family. It was shortly after the picture that Dolores got engaged, and she asked if the Malden daughters could be her flower girls.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it was after they had a couple of fittings for the dresses that Dolores appeared at their front door and said she's calling off the wedding.
Oh.
A few days later, she came over with what amounted to all of her worldly possessions, jewelry, purses, knickknacks, and told the girls, take whatever you want. She said she was moving away and that it was an affair of her heart. Her exact words. She not only left behind her fiance, she left behind her acting career. And she left it all behind and she became a cloistered nun.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. She's 81 now.
Yeah, she was compared to Grace Kelly at the time. She has done a lot of work for the Abbey of Regina Lattice Projects. She, what happened, her vocational calling, well, she was making a movie, Francis of Assisi. I can never say that name right.
No, you got it.
She met Pope John Paul XXIII, who was instrumental in her vocation. She told him, I'm Dolores Hart, the actress playing Claire. The pontiff replied, Tu sei Chiara, which means, no, you are Claire in Italian. And then she just, there you go.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's more. There's a lot.
It's an interesting story.
It is an interesting story.
And she's still with us,
she
Dolores.
She is still with us.
81.
Mm-hmm. Every love doesn't end up at the altar, she said. Mm-hmm. And I remember asking my aunt, you know, she was a nun.
Your Aunt Marlene?
Yeah, auntie sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always say, like, what did it feel like? Because when I grew up, I went to Catholic school and stuff. And I'm like, what does it feel like to, you know... have Jesus love you so much that you want to go and be his daughter. You know, mm-hmm. that's kind of what it was like then. And she goes, I don't know, you know, because I kept trying to wonder what that cool feeling would be because it's a calling. And I'm like, who called you?
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be so literal when I was young, like, who called auntie sister? Yeah. You know, who was it on the phone?
Yes.
But it's very interesting that just that thankless gift of just being, you know, selfless and just doing things for others and
feeling
out of
the
love.
Call to service in that way, dedicating your entire life in that way.
Unbelievable.
Truly.
And this Dolores Hart, her real name was Dolores Hicks, but she changed it to Hart. She was always cold in her habit, so she'd wear a beret on top of it. Isn't that kind of cute?
Yes.
I'd wear mittens too.
Oh yeah.
You know me and my coldness.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those are damp places. You know, alleys and stuff. But anyway, there you go.
Good
story.
Very good.
It's kind of nice. All right, when we be back, we've got so many things we haven't even dodged. We'll be back.